Francis, you know, HUD has a host of programs. The three primary programs is public housing, CPD, community public development money, and FHA, Ginnie Mae. They push out about $40 billion a year. And the challenge always has been is to provide that money to the appropriate people, spending it as best as possibly could. And they've had challenges over my term of 8 years.
Was it volume of transactions? Was it the complexity of the programs? Was it the number of programs, or maybe all of the above, or others?
I think it's a different situation for different programs. For example, public housing is 2,700 public housing programs across the country. That money goes out to those programs. It's really up to those executive directors and those executive senior people in those housing to spend that money properly. And sometimes it happens, and sometimes it doesn't. And the only way to prevent that from happening is making sure you got good stewardship and good oversight.
What was the oversight that the department took to get from that 20% number to the 3% number, which I think just about any federal agency would love to have?
Well, public housing did come up with an income verification program back in around 2003 to verify the fact that how much people were making to qualify for public housing programs. That has had enormous impact. I believe that translated to about $3 billion in savings. So they really have. And they have another program they use, REAC, which goes back and makes verification of people living in multifamily houses as well. So they have, and aggressively over the past 8 years, have tried to address these matters. But one of the key things has been working with the Office, the Inspector General, to address those problems.
Let me pull back a little bit from this and ask you something that might be a bit more existential. Is the definition of an improper payment standard across agencies or across the accounting profession or whatever, or does it vary by any number of different potential circumstances?
It does. It truly does. If you take example, HHS, improper parent payments translate into Medicare recipients, Medicaid, and their host programs. And you go at HUD, it's a different formula entirely. We weigh into the improper payments in our annual financial statements each year, and it's a different circumstances. If, for example, you take a look at FHA, for example, FHA has gone from 3% of business about 6 years ago to well over last year was upwards of over 30% of business involving mortgage fraud activity. That in itself is a different process to look at where improper payments are made, and they've really done aggressive address of some of these solutions.
Is being aggressive, though, the only solution, the only component of this? Because I'm thinking if I'm sitting in another agency that's closer to the 20 that you had than to the 3 that you have now, and I'm sweating it out every time I hear about maybe it's Danny Werfel on the phone, what am I doing wrong, or what? Where do I go first? I mean, I think everybody understands the urgency of reducing improper payments, but with the kind of complexity that you're talking about at HUD, it's not just as simple as saying, well, we just won't do it anymore.
No, I think it's a number of things. You got to have enough staffing. You have to have a good IT, an IT system in place to make sure that these payments are being made in a proper way and not double payments. It's a host of a number of issues, and in these programs, you come up with false positives. You have to collaboration with regard to programs, and again, with the Inspector General's office to ensure that when people go back and do this, I mean, is it true? Is it really an improper payment? Or the fact is a mistake and error? And I think what I've seen in the last several years addressing this issue demonstrated by the reduction of losses that they're applying. And I think, quite frankly, I think Secretary Donovan has really stepped to the plate here and trying to do a good job in making the impact.
When people talk about improper payments, the next phrase that usually comes along is waste, fraud, and abuse. And it's jammed together so tightly in this town that it almost seems to be one word rather than four. Is it fair to, do you think, to include all of those words together as though it's one effort?
Well, yeah, I suppose it would be. I mean, it is. It's a word. It's a improper payments is being used throughout. It has different connotations with different agencies itself. I mean, I really can only speak to HUD.
Sure.
But I mean, HUD does have a host of different program areas, and each one has to be addressed individually. But it all comes down to good business practices, collaboration, working with the enforcement agencies, and working among the different program areas to address these problems. For example, FHA. FHA, under Commissioner Stevens, went back and addressed the increase in premiums, increased the FICO scores for mortgages, and has increased the insurance premiums themselves and down payments. And, you know, they've stepped up to this thing to try and make the turn on this, because they are getting a lion's share of businesses coming through the door, and they have to do that aggressively. The fraudsters will recreate themselves every chance they have to try and penetrate this process.
The reason I ask about that phrase, though, is because if an agency focuses broadly on waste, fraud, and abuse, one agency might have bigger problems with the fraud part, and another agency might have a bigger problem with the waste part, and not understanding exactly where the money's going. That might be more of an auditing problem than an actual transactional problem.
Well, I think you hit it right on the nose. I mean, it all comes down to audit. It all comes down to how you define that. Different programs absolutely have program problems as far as the wastefulness of some of their distribution. Other ones have fraudulent activities. HUD is unique in the sense that I think it has both. It has challenge with regard to programs, dispersing the funds out, but it also is known as a reputation for a lot of fraud activity. And we saw that in the mortgage fraud programs. And we see that in public corruption, as demonstrated in so many different articles over the last several years, where money has been misspent by it. You can't have oversight without transparency. It's all about transparency.
Ken, I appreciate you spending some time with me today, and congratulations on your move to the Resnick Group. Tell me what you're going to be doing for them.
Francis, we're going to focus on just the very things we talked about. We're going to focus on addressing how we can provide services to government agencies on waste, fraud, and abuse. And then one thing we're really launching out here very aggressively is monitoring. Monitoring these contracts, these grants that go out of the federal agencies to state local programs, to put a monitor in place real-time to address a proactive approach to these issues rather than a traditional reactive approach.
It's great to have you on, and we'll look forward to keep in touch with you to try to help solve these problems as agencies run into more and more of them.
Francis, thanks so much for having me.